Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
And the Bulldog.
How many bees is a swarm? Is two a swarm or three? Whatever. How many does it have to be?
And be like seven.
It's Mike Shope.
How many times do you have to be stung to have been swarmed? And I was like, dude, I got swarmed. I got stung only once, but I was swarmed.
And the Bulldog.
You insist you were swarmed.
There were bees, man. Like, plural. Big, lots of S's. Lots of E's in S. Bees. that was not
bees.
Fun.
Bees.
Right. That was not fun.
On WGR.
Hey, man, that kind of hurt.
Sports Radio 550.
The show where at least one of us dares to predict Kansas City will lose seven games this year. I don't know. I've reserved the right to change my mind, but right now I'm on the under when it comes to Kansas City.
I like it. I don't want my name on it, but I like that you're there. They could be good for us.
For
our branding.
The Chiefs, by the way, in the do you follow NFL fashion advice?
I don't know. No, I
was
don't.
Was it that site that did the poll about the Bengals helmet? I think it was. That's where I came to know about this site. They ranked the Chiefs 18th in uniform power rankings.
Tell me it's because they don't like the fact that there's no stripe on the helmet.
I have no details to back it up. The lack of stripe is perfect and amazing. On Kansas City's helmets and a few others around the league, Philadelphia, Rams, Cardinals.
Is Seattle also still stripeless, or do they have a stripe now?
I think they are. I think they are. I'm not sure, though, actually. I'm thinking of the one in my basement, which is the silver original Seahawk helmet that did not have a stripe.
Well, while we're here, I can tell you that a very quick search on Twitter/X. You know, don't you love it when the results you're looking for are like two of the first five things that pop up? I typed in, as we were talking last segment, you remember seeing something about 90s uniforms being brought back for the first year in the new stadium starting in 2026. And I said, I don't recall reading anything about that, but I remember around the draft there being something about a uniform series that the league was launching, but I don't have it, you know, buttoned up. Anyway, I type in Bills uniforms 25, and first story up is from sportslogos.net.
Love it.
Bills are considering a return to their 90s throwback uniforms when they move into their new stadium. So there's your story. I didn't click on the story to get the details there, why they are asserting that or reporting that. But anyway, there's that. And then it's like two tweets down from that, Pete Gwelly, COO of Bills and Sabres. Who's excited for a new uniform? This is April 25th, so right around the draft. Who's excited for a new uniform? NFL Nike rivalries coming to Buffalo in 2025. Another look for the final year. So I think that's going to be a specific matchup with a rival, and they'll have special uniforms for them, both sides, I assume.
So it's a league-wide thing. Washington today came out with more throwback-y-looking uniforms for three games. I don't know if they're rivals. I mean, they're playing Seattle in the first of these games, but they're night games. I'm excited about it, this happening. I hope we get this soon so we can talk about it.
Yeah, get an idea of what they're going to look like. Like, I don't know what – I'm scrolling through here to see if there's any other mention and therefore speculation about what the rivalries series jerseys and uniform kits might look like, and I can't find anything yet. I think maybe they've kept it under wraps. I'll bet some people who are really into that part of the league and the Bills have thrown ideas at the wall, but I don't want to just get lost in that labyrinth right now. I'd rather wait for something that's like an actual official leak. So I don't know where we're going, like how adventurous that's going to be or traditional or what exactly it's going to be.
The Bills have never, I think, I'm pretty sure, gone back to their original uniform as a throwback uniform. What have they done for throwback? It's very similar to what they usually wear. The stripes are different. The standing
right.
buffalo.
Right.
It's pretty. The shade of blue might be a little different on that. If I'm right, but they've never gone back like, you know, the Steelers with the Bumblebee uniforms
right.
and the Packers,
right.
Chicago, the Jets have gone to like really funky early day versions of their uniform. The Bills have never done the blue and silver.
Right.
That they started the first 2 years, the Bills wore silver pants. Light blue, like the Lions. They looked like the Lions. And that was intentional.
Mm-hmm.
Ralph Wilson, Detroit, he liked that look. So silver and blue. And I would love that. How, you know, tricked out would we be by that? How rattled would we be as fans seeing the Bills show up for a game in light blue and silver? Could we handle it? You think we could handle it? This one you want to get out soon so we have time to prepare.
Right, right.
Because they've never... since, you know, 1962, worn anything but their current color scheme, mostly. I mean, of course, in the Bledsoe years, they changed the shade of blue, right? I mean, you've had some variants, but they've mostly always looked the same. But I would love to see the 1960 uniforms make
return. I really wonder what, you know, I don't want to get lost in guesswork about it. It's funny, just as you're saying the thing about the silver and the blue, I'm coming across a picture of Keon Coleman in a white jersey with silver accents and a silver Bills helmet. Like, just an artist make mock-up here of what a Nickel City rivalry jersey for the Bills could look like.
All right.
First one to weigh in. I don't know. There it is. Sort of coincided with you mentioning their heritage going all the way back to, you know, I bet a lot of our audience, maybe for the first time, learned that the Bills ever wore silver and blue.
And do people know the Raiders were black and gold?
That I didn't know. I always thought they were silver and black.
Original Raiders looked more like the Steelers.
Wow.
Into the mid-60s. Like, right around the same time the Bills changed. I don't know why they did. But, yeah. Early Raiders cards and Bills cards. Which, by the way, were never too, you know, not many action shots in early football cards. Well into the 80s. I had my brother-in-law in town who's a card collector.
You're not counting the offensive player standing there with his left arm out and his... the football high above his head. That was really only the quarterback. That's not an action shot.
No, that's a pose for me. Yes. My brother-in-law is a card collector, and he's been in town the last few days. So it was an occasion for me to get some of my old stuff out. And really, it's kind of incredible how ugly, not the card design so much, but just like how little effort went into the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
It was a long time before baseball, too. It was a long time before cards started to look like, you know, that's a cool shot. Look up a guy, and I'm sorry, you know, those of you who are driving can't maybe do this, but when you get home, remember a player named John Scorpan?
Sure.
Is that how you say it?
Yep.
Look up.
That's how I remember hearing it back then.
Look up his 1977 card. Can you do that?
Sure, I can.
1977 tops. Like, this one is sort of in a different category because most of these guys are just kind of, it's a headshot. But this guy has a water bottle that almost looks like it's stuck up his nose. It's not the most flattering image.
Oh, yeah, that's
the best they could do?
That's awful.
He's sitting on the
bench.
That's
awful.
Sitting on the bench, he's got his hand all taped up, and he's holding a bottle.
Yeah.
The straw or whatever?
The straw bends towards his mouth, so it's shooting the water in his mouth, but the angle the photo is taken from looks like the straw is going right into his nose.
Yeah. Couldn't do better than that. You're this guy. You've worked so hard.
I'm in the NFL, Mom.
You're in the NFL.
I got my first card. This is like the Almost Famous t-shirts being taken out of the box. Like, we're the shadowy guys in the back. Mom, look at my football card. Why do you have a straw up your nose?
I mean, just...
it's horrible.
Wait 1 second... and have him put the bottle down and then just take another picture. They only took one picture, maybe? This guy, no excuse.
Somebody on the sidelines is shooting rolls of film, and that's the best they got. Was Lou Saban in the way every other time you tried to take this guy's picture? Like, what are we doing here?
He was just never right. He was always obstructed.
Not Lou Saban in 1977, but whatever.
Who would it have been? Jim Ringo?
Yeah, I think
77 Bills.
Yeah.
Like we could do better than this.
Right.
And even like when I started collecting in the 80s,
that's so bad.
The 80s set, I can't believe how ugly it is. You know, looking at that again recently, just. Very little effort went into the pictures until a few years later.
Going through here, I found this one silver kit that you know could be not even close to what the Bills are going to end up doing, but a little more info on this rivalry series uniform that I'm referencing. Here's a tweet from some time back explaining a little more of it. Nike and the NFL have announced Rivalries, a new program elevating NFL rivalry games with specially designed Nike uniforms and fan gear. The AFC East and NFC West will be the first divisions to participate in the program for the 2025 season. So presumably this is games involving, you know, the AFC East, the Bills and the Dolphins, the Cardinals and the Rams, whatever, that kind of thing.
So that explains Washington a little bit.
Yeah, they're outside of that. Yeah,
they're outside of that.
Right. They're not involved in this initiative, at least for this year. And well, I think the idea is every year they're going to rotate the divisions, two divisions, one from each conference, and they'll each take a turn at this.
The Bills are in prime time against division rivals in weeks 3 and 5. New England would be my pick for this. I mean, I doubt it'll be identical to their red, the Patriot Pat, or Pat the, what's the name of the logo?
Patriot Pat is right, sorry.
I'd like to see that. We've seen that a couple times. The Bills red uniform looked like New England.
I just was reminded of that scrolling through this uniform, again, hole that I have fallen into. And yeah, they wore red shirts, white pants against the Patriots. That was not a great idea, in my opinion, because they looked like the Patriots in their throwbacks, which didn't really jive for me, I think. I don't know. I think I probably had some company in that. So that's uniform talk.
Yes.
Uniform. It's been a while since we've taken the old uniform car out for a spin.
I know. I don't remember the last time. Really, it's about the helmets. I think that would be – I mean, it seems like with the Sabres, you could – get a conversation going about the uniforms anytime you want. Is that still true? Have the Sabres sunk to a point where we're not even talking about the jerseys anymore? I don't think so. But with them, it feels like the fans are always ready to go on goat head, originals, like all the different varieties of the Sabre jerseys over the years. They've had more than the Bills. I think too with hockey, and this I would say about the NBA. In the NBA, you see lots of different variations. Having so many more games
gives you an opportunity.
I'm okay with that.
To do, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead. If you have 82 games and 10 of them, you're just wearing something really different, I think that's fine. But football is, 20% of that. So
yep.
One or two.
As much as I was open-minded eventually about them, the Sabres going back to the black and red design, I feel like having it be like roughly half of your home schedule is a bit much. I think it was around 20 games last year that they wore that, and that's just too much for something that's a change-up. It's like they're in it way too often for me. I feel like it's not that different. Like if it's every other game, what are we doing here? Like it's not that special. I feel like. My recollection is it was around 20, but I might be overdoing that.
Seems
to make
about
the
right
point.
To me.
But it becomes less cool if you're wearing it half the time. It's not a special uniform. It's just a uniform, I think.
Yeah, it almost looks like it's normal.
Right. So.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Not nuts about that. I'm not saying they need to take it away completely, but I just feel like you could make it a little more. I don't know, a little more special by there, wearing it less.
There was a time somewhere in the drought with the Bills, I mean, at some very low point, when it had to be during Ralph Wilson's ownership, maybe 10 years into it. I'm not gonna remember.
But I don't know exactly what you're going to say.
There was a time when I was kind of thinking they should just rebrand the entire thing.
Right. Junk everything you've got.
Everything. change the name, change the colors, change everything. Because I kind of think, maybe this is silly, but I kind of think that when you're losing for so long, and this is the Sabres right now, like the logo and the colors, the whole thing sort of comes to stand for losing. That you see the uniform and, you know, somebody's perfectly able to see the Sabres' current main jersey and think of the French Connection. But that's a long time ago. And 14 years without the playoffs, you know, maybe it just sort of comes to equate to losing. You know, mm-hmm. It seems like that can happen, I think, anyway. So there was a time with the Bills, like, yeah, respect for your history. I came to regret this
mm-hmm.
because mm-hmm. the history matters a lot in sports. And once you do that, I mean, this never happens, right? But once you do that, you've almost erased it. You're like a different franchise.
The Sabres literally did this.
Well, you know, not with their name.
No, right, but everything else, the colors, the logos, it all went away.
And they won immediately.
That's right.
That's 97. And their move, they had May Day, they had a couple of moments, but really they've moved. That's a good example of this. Like, that was 10 to 15 years of losing in the first round, just like not getting anywhere, despite, you know, great players and a proud history mm-hmm. and everything. Then they go to the black jerseys in the new building.
Beat Ottawa in the first round.
Division winner, semis the next year, finals the year after that. I mean, they were good.
Yep.
Throughout that, but by the time we got to 04, you know, they come out for that last game in the original blue and gold, and, you know, people were really emotional about that.
Right. Like
that felt great.
That did feel great, but they still then wore the black and red in 05, 06, and then conference switched finals. Everything, and that included the regrettable uniform redesign that was blue and gold that eventually featured the original logo, but it didn't match the pants because the blue was different from the... It was very confusing.
Well, with the Sabres now, enough already with the Sabres now.
Like, right.
I'm not sure I want to suggest they should do that again.
No.
I mean, it's right. Just, you go to a game and it's the color wheel, like in the crowd.
Right.
It's
right.
All kinds of different, it's everything is represented. And, you know, enough already with that. But, yeah, that's right. When they did that, new building even just
right
exponentially, you know, adds, like, you've never seen any of this before. It probably felt like a new franchise. It, you know,
yeah.
To a point, I yeah. guess.
To some extent, I suppose. So, yeah, I mean, we'll that's something to maybe, I don't know, when we'll find out. I doubt it's right before the season. Like, at some point here in this dead zone, it might make sense for the league to release leak some of these uniform designs and which games are going to be featured. Is it the Dolphins game in week 3 or the Patriot game in week 5 or even the Jet game, which is at the Jets at 1 o'clock on a Sunday, so I'm going to rule that one out. Those other two games are night games against your division rivals. I bet it's one of those two for sure. Early in the year, Dolphins or Patriots.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Patriots primetime.
Well, you are seeing some of that today, just not in the same exact
right.
category, but that's what Washington and New Orleans did. New Orleans with the white helmet. I'm fine with that.
I am, too. It's funny how much, you know, Steve Bennett is a big Saints fan, and I'm following him, and he just couldn't hate this helmet more. Like,
oh, yeah?
What are you doing? The other one is iconic. Just wear it all the time, and I'm over here going, I kind of like the white helmet. I like when the Saints, if they're going to wear the white helmet with, like, the white jersey with the bold gold and black trim, I really like that
Me
look.
Me too.
I think it's a very good look.
Me too. Yeah, some, like, the Browns come to mind here. And they have a long history and way back a lot of winning. But, I mean, come on, it's before the Super Bowl was invented, the Browns.
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
And,
yeah.
You know, the name is famous and the the look and everything like that. They haven't changed it too much.
Right.
But that could be a team where you'd maybe propose junk
it all.
Could we just start fresh with different everything? The Browns are talking about a dome.
Right.
This is one of those
suburbs too.
You're testing the idea of the Browns playing in a dome is really hard to imagine. Just like it would be for the Bills, you know, or the Chicago Bears. Like it's almost the rules are different for certain teams when it comes to this stuff. I'm putting that kind of in the same category where you can't be allowed to do it.
Right.
It might make sense, but you because of what you represent as a franchise historically, you cannot be allowed to play in a dome. Right. Sorry. It's fine if the Lions do it, or it's fine. Maybe that was weird when that happened.
I would say the same thing because I'm thinking about that. You know, I was about to say you can't come from having played in Cleveland Municipal Stadium and go to a dome, but the Vikings are on to a second dome already after having grown up playing in a place as, you know, dumpy as Municipal Stadium. The Met was, you know, a weirdly shaped. It was an odd duck for a stadium.
Minnesota?
Yeah.
Because the teams were on the same sideline.
Yeah. The whole thing just looked weird. The way the stand, it just was not a classic bowl stadium is all I'm saying, really. But it was configured for baseball and football, both the Twins and the Vikings.
I mean, have you ever been to a football game where the teams were on the same sideline?
Never one time.
High school or anything. You never see that.
No.
Minnesota had that. Yeah, I guess there could possibly be old-timer Vikings fans who... It's never been the same since 1984, whenever it would have been earlier than that, then they moved into the Metrodome.
Mm-hmm.
The Lions go back like through the 70s.
Right.
Early 70s, they moved to the Silver, mid. The OJ Thanksgiving record is in the Dome.
Yeah, that's right.
75, is that?
Yeah, I think that's 75. Yep.
That had to be weird. Now it isn't. Detroit's been playing indoors for 50 years. Like,
right.
What's the difference, I guess? All right. Well, when we hear anything about this, when the Bills might wear something new, we will certainly tell you and talk about it. We'll be eager to talk about it. You can tell. 803-0550 is the number. We talked a little bit about their defense earlier and what to expect this year. McDermott, Bean, some bigger stuff. We can get back to that. Probably should. We'll do that after sports. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.